Additional investigators and attorneys are being brought in to analyze more than 12,000 pages of documents subpoenaed from ExxonMobil. Among those helping is James Lee Witt, the former head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Attorney General Dustin McDaniel.
I said last week I continue to have more questions than answers. I can share with you that the pipeline rupture is substantially larger than many of us initially thought. The rupture itself was more than 22 feet long, 22 feet 3.5 inches long and 2 inches wide, to be more precise. We do not know what caused such a catastrophic breach in this pipeline's integrity. We still do not know how much oil was released. We still do not know the exact makeup of the crude itself or the chemical solvents used in the transportation process.
ExxonMobil has said it is cooperating in the investigation, which McDaniel says is a precursor to litigation.
We will evaluate the records that we have received in response to the subpoena. We will continue our independent investigation into the cause and impact of the spill. In fact, investigators from my office have been to the site 3 times this week already, gathering additional evidence and data.
Meanwhile, the cleanup continues in the Mayflower neighborhood, where residents of 22 homes were forced to evacuate. The Arkansas Department of Health says air quality in the area continues to improve. Michael Heppelin, KUAR News.